Well, that's why. Can't teach an old dog new tricks, and I'm an old dog. So. Anyway, so let's just pretend. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Just say this is ISIL. Just put ISIL there. He comes to Jesus by night because he does not want anybody to see him go by day. He's gutless. You hear me? He came by night because he did not want other people to see him. And he says to him, he starts out with all this flowery, high-spirited talk. It's just talk. Oh, Rabbi, I can just hear it. Oh, I've done it myself in my conversation with the Lord. And I see him rear back and laugh and say to me, I know you from head to toe. I made you. You need to grow up and mature a little bit. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles except God be with him. And I just love the way Jesus dealt with this. He didn't play around. He cut to the chase immediately with Nicodemus. And Jesus answered him. He said, hey, buddy, except you be born again, you can't even see the kingdom of God. So, ISIL does not see God's kingdom. They're warped. We know this. Everybody that's got any brains, a little bit of understanding, knows this. So, how did God deal with Nicodemus? He just immediately told him, hey, buddy, you really can't even talk to me, understand me, or know anything about me until you've had a total spiritual rebirth. Is he religious? Well, my Bible says he was a ruler of the Jews. He's very religious. You get that? Is ISIL religious? They say they've got a religion. So, and we know where it originated. It originated with Ishmael. But that takes a lot of study and all that stuff. And so Nicodemus says to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time his mother's womb and be born? Jesus don't play here either. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, they cannot enter the kingdom of God. So, I'll tell you a little story about my life. My rheumatologist doctor is kind of a family friend. He's very Baptist. And when he saw that I needed my first operation, he wanted to send me to a Jewish doctor because he's so Baptist and full of ideals that he felt like I could win this Jewish doctor to Jesus. I mean, that's just my doctor. And not putting the Jewish race down. I don't even know if we should put this on tape. But they're very, very arrogant race. They think they've got all the God that there is. And I only approached even near a subject once. And he just acted like he didn't even hear me. He wasn't interested, this Dr. Kahn. I wish I hadn't said his name. And anyway. So, that was a little story. This guy is not ready for a relationship with God, with Jesus. He has all he wants with his God, Jehovah God. So the ground is not plowed and the seed is not planted. There has to be a relationship with who you're talking to. If that person does not have a relationship, an inner relationship with Christ, close to the level where you are, you're wasting your breath. Please follow Spirit. The Spirit will guide you when it's time to talk to anyone about these things. So I'm not that kind of person. I'm not a street corner person. I have to feel very moved before I'll speak anything spiritual to anybody. Because I want to bless them. I want them to grow. If I offend them with what I have to say, then I'm not doing anything to help them. And they think you are an idiot anyway. You know, it has to be a time that the Spirit has built, and this person has to have some kind of hunger, or it's not time. So this is what I'm saying about Nicodemus. An isle is not ready to be ministered to about Jesus Christ yet. You're going to find that out. So they're going to, I feel they'll be annihilated. We've had wars, rumors of wars. I don't know what all will happen. But I'm not going to live in a state of fear every day. That's not how my heart is. All of these women located in the scripture, if you believe the Bible's a myth, that's fine with me. Or if it's just allegorical, that's fine with me. How you believe is your business. But I would like you to arrive at some kind of a solution or answer. Anyway, in Israel of old, can you see this thing at all?
Yeah.
There were four mothers that birthed the 12, actually 13, sons of Israel. The first mother was Leah. And I told you a little story about her last weekend. Her name means to be weary, weak, grieved, and disgusted. Have you ever had any of those things go around in your heart? Of course you have. Don't sit out there and lie to me or lie to yourself. Because we all have had those things to go around in our hearts and minds. But anyway, that's what her name meant. But she did birth the opposite of herself, thank God, because it made sons who carry the seed to sow the seed in the man with the womb, a woman. Woman is womb man, or man that has a womb to incubate God, Christ. That's a beautiful thing, knowing that you're pregnant with that beautiful being. That in-Christed thing, it's like Terry sitting here and a sweep of the Spirit came upon her. Don't you love those times? I was actually, we have a friend, and we call him the Will of God, sent me a video of someone singing, and I just turned it on, and I danced, cried, wept, and prayed for a long time that day. It was so beautiful, just that time of worship. Wasn't doing it to be seen. I don't dance and jump around down here in front of y'all. But if the Spirit hits me, I will. You got it? I mean, that's just me. But I haven't felt led to do that yet. I might. And y'all don't have to like it. You can join me. Yeah, it'd be fun. Anyway, she buries these sons. To me, it's so beautiful. It's the positive side of herself that she cannot see. And you'll meet a lot of people like this in their life. They cannot see their own unique beauty, their own unique talents. They're so busy being upset because of what they don't have and somebody else has. Oh gosh, don't do that. Don't let that little green-eyed monster creep around your house. That's jealousy. Don't do that. Enjoy who you are. Get to know who the beauty of your vessel is. All of you have that. All men have redeemable qualities. Do they know they have redeemable qualities? No. It's not revealed to everybody yet. It isn't time for everybody. I'd love to declare. But I do think there is a sweep of worship coming. And it's going to cover the earth. I think that is coming. As we see, ISIL will be destroyed. Mark this down in your book, okay? That I said that. ISIL will be destroyed. And that, I'm not playing. It's just God, the way He works. He's got a plan. He's got a plan for the fallen man. He lifts him up by His mighty hand. Beautiful. Okay. So, Leah has a handmaiden, concubine. Actually, Jacob had the two wives, Leah and Rachel. And they each had handmaidens. And they too were like his wives. So, he had loads of sex. That's all I can tell you. if y'all are into that. But I'm talking about the mothers here. The kind of mother that we could be born from. I wanted us to see this verse. That cannot see the beauty in yourself. Look, if you look at your own beauty, those redeemable things, you'll never be jealous of anybody else. You won't have that need. And, of course, Rachel, he loved her immediately when he saw her. And her name means ewe lamb. But it actually means one who loves their life's journey. Just loves and can appreciate being on this earth, living, breathing, walking every day. Just letting the day unfold. And taking a hold of it. You know, God doesn't expect you to run up and down the street and proclaim Him. But you couldn't, you know, it wouldn't hurt to say, thank you for the beautiful day, the trees. Just, can you think of things that you just see immediately that you're thankful for? The beautiful flowers, or people in your space. I think it's awesome. Anyway, Leah has a handmaiden who is the very opposite of her. And that's beautiful, too, because she is keeping things alive. Zelpha, it means to trickle as myrrh, a fragrant, fragrant dropping. Like, after Mother died, Mother had a smell about her that was just a really clean, clean smell. And I was sitting in the living room one morning having my quiet worship time, and I felt her walk in the room. But the beautiful thing is I could smell her, and it was strong. Isn't that beautiful that you, God lets those things open up within you? You have the capability, you just have to receive that you have it. So I understand that smell, smelling the sweet savor, the beauty. She birthed two sons, Gad, which means a troop cometh and an army cometh. So are we militant? Huh, yes ma'am. An Aries is militant, and so is a Sagittarius. They're both fire signs. She did that to help combat this right here, because this lady's in trouble where she's living. Her firstborn son means to see the sun. To me, that speaks of our beginning of our salvation. I don't know if any of you heard Ben Carson tell about his salvation. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. How Christ saved his soul. Praise God for that. Of course, he got kicked around for it, laughed at, made fun of. But Jesus is still in the soul-saving business, if you're interested. Anyway, Bilhah, I didn't write down what her name means because so many negative things. Fear and trembling. Biting your nails and chewing your toenails. Whatever. That's the kind she was. She's beautiful, but how she thinks is stinking. Anyway, they birthed the sons of Israel. They birthed those beautiful things in us. Number one thing is to see the sun where? To see Jesus, see the Christ, feel his presence inside of you. Not down the street or just in somebody else, though I love to feel him in other people. I know in a minute if they're a fellow servant. And I know in a minute they're not, too. But that's okay if they're not. They don't have to follow my yellow brick road. I mean, I don't expect people to do it my way or walk in my steps. That's ridiculous. Of course not. Let them have their own experience. Because he's got plenty of experiences for us. Okay. This bespeaks El Shaddai, the all-breasted one. That means there's many, many places to feed the milk. Lots of breast. The all-breasted one that will give you the milk of the sincere milk of the Word. And me, of course. We have to have that before we eat the meat. Okay. All right, let's go back to this. All of us, where is it? Must be on this side. Me and Karen use this so much. We flip it and flip it. All beings are made just like this. Body, that physical thing you can see. Soul, which you cannot see except by knowing it through spirit. Then you can. And spirit. Spirit strengthens this. The spirit of the Father gives strength to this. And of course, that would strengthen this. So it all flows around. So we are three-party beings. Scripture's full of this, if you want scripture. I can give you chapter and verse. But the soul is four parts. Okay. The soul is mind, which is intellect, and don't get me started on that today. And you do need some brains, but don't act like they're located in your feet. use your head, not your feet brains. Anyway, intellect, desires, willpower, and emotions. All of these are beautiful, and all of this looks so perfect, and I don't know anybody like this, okay? That is that perfect. We have all of those things going in us, around, about us, everywhere. And these four things make 12 things. Here they are. Goes back to the 12 tribes. This is heavenly, this is the earthy with a heavenly answer. Heaven and earth has to marry or you have no understanding. Those things have to come from the Father. And if you ask for understanding, you'll get it. And wisdom. If I could give anybody anything, that would be it. Wisdom builds a house. It first hews out 7 pillars to build that house. If I could get to the 7 pillars today, it'd be great. But I probably won't. Anyway, I made this chart for us to work on the next few weeks, if and when I teach. This just brings it all together. The little charts I showed you before shows you the four. And you can just separate that into so many things. If I talked to any of you, you would have four things that you could talk about that are in groups. The wind, water, fire, all that. So I talked to you a minute ago about the four earthy mothers. There they are, right here in the green. But they have to match with these ladies, the four heavenly mothers. Okay. What we're dealing with a lot in time right now is Andromeda. That is the age of Pisces that's already past us, thank God. But it's like a whiplash. Some of that has bleeded over into this Aquarian age and we're still dealing with it. Like ISIL. The woman can't do anything. Oh, think about it. Just that right there would get me out a 9mm. Better like to use on a come on. We need the woman aspect very much, which is that soul realm. How does your soul grow? How do you produce out of your soul? Where are you in your growth? I think about that often. I mean, you do not have to think those thoughts that should be beneath your feet. You don't have to dwell on them. But you get in the habit and choose to. If you dwell on them, they take you down. The fears, the tremblings, and the what could happen. Good grief, don't go there. I don't know what could happen. I'm dealing with now and where I am. And that's a big thing. I need to deal with that. Each of us. Just deal with where each of us are. Where the other guy is, that's his business. Let them take care of their horse going blind. Because it's going to go blind, you know. All of them do. Anyway, these four heavenly ladies are so beautiful. And it is timely that the body of Christ begin to speak about the divine feminine. Oh, I have that spelled right, y'all. Mitochondria.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Well, if I don't, get out 3 nails and a hammer and use them, whatever. get over it, but because I misspell everything.
I mean, it's probably a small C though, and all one word instead of two words.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you're right, Michael.
But other than that, it looks right.
Maybe I'll get out my eraser stuff. What is that? White out, that stuff. Okay. The first heavenly mother is in one sign, Zebulon. And actually, Zebulon is the 10th born son. So he's way down the line. And it means to dwell, to actually live in a state of knowing who you are. And that's beautiful, just to know, you know. I'd like to go to CNN, Fox, all these news places, and ask them, have you ever heard of redemption or Jesus Christ? Good grief. Say something in the positive aspect, please. Just one time. They're almost scared to do that. I think the more scared they can make you. This is what their business is. And I want to go, okay, I don't have to listen to this, and I'm not. Because it's not becoming righteousness. Okay. So these four heavenly ladies in Zebulon, the virgin stands there. And she's so beautifully pregnant. Remember, we talked about the man with the womb. That's every being, all mankind, has a womb that could incubate the Christ or their higher nature if they choose. But they don't know that until it's revealed to them. I mean, look at Nicodemus. He's a leader. And Jesus said to him, what are you doing? Why are you here? You're a leader of the Jews. Jesus challenges him. He don't pussyfoot around and look for a charming way to put it. He calls it just like it is. Don't you like that? People won't talk about meeting Jesus. I thought, well, yeah, he'd be stripped. First thing you do is strip you down. After he kisses you on the head and says, this is the way it is. You know, he's a powerful being, but he's truth. And he's honest. And he's not an idealist at all. He has a plan. Okay, we see Bethula. This name is such a powerful name. And the stars, they actually called her Bethula, which tells me they had much understanding back then. Bethula is an Alma, which is a female in the Hebrew. But most Almas never become Bethula because they don't allow that womb to receive seed to create the Christ. That wonderful being that just gives us peace, 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 and joy. And then, the very next scene in this sign in the stars, Bethula has had the baby and is holding the sun up, bouncing him. This is in the heavens. Don't you think that's beautiful? It's the complete answer to all of this. This is our answer. See how it marries? Okay, and her name is called Coma. The desired or the longed for. What are you waiting for? Well, peace on earth, goodwill to men. We're coming up on Christmas time here. But don't dare say Christmas anymore. Because you'll scare the two-year-olds out there. I mean, we've got 50-year-old people that are scared to death of words. Silly. Anyway. And then we have Andromeda, the lady in chains, actually Andromeda is her own galaxy, I think, isn't she?
Yeah.
And this was when Pisces, in the Piscean age, Andromeda was there in chains. Terrible. And I've been in chains in places in my growth process. And I may see some more, but I'll know what they are next time because I know what they sound like when they're rattling. After you warn them a while, you understand chains. What's the song? Chain, chain, chain. In their song, like that. Anyway, and this is in Aries, which happens to be Karen's and my sign. I don't know when you were born, friend. What month?
August.
You're a Leo?
She's a Leo.
Lordy Jesus. We
what
got two Leos.
She's a true Leo. She's 13th.
13th. Okay. That tells me a whole
Where'd
lot.
You know? I know.
Yeah,
that,
I know where I
I always pronounce this wrong, so.
Cassiopeia.
Cassiopeia.
What?
The lady on the throne. This is the age that Jesus Christ was born in. What did he do? He put the woman where she belonged, in the throne room. Don't you think that's beautiful that he did that? I think it's awesome, not because I'm an Aries, but because of what it means. And that was how many thousands of years ago? Over 2,000 when Jesus Christ was born. He put her where she needed to be. He lifted her on high. The stars show that. If I got the charts out and taught all that again, over, you would see it in a minute. So, I'm not going to go into this, the teaching on the Hebrew letters. I've done it before, but it bears repeating. Because there are four mothers in the Hebrew, four mother letters in the Hebrew alphabet. They will tell you there is three. But there's a long story behind the missing letter and earth mother. All of this has to be brought down to earth. Has to be in our feet where we're living every day. How we live, not just when we're in front of each other here, but how do we really live and have our being? What governs us most of the time? What are we really about? And that's another thing. How would other people see us? How do they view us? Facebook's very interesting. Our youngest daughter put some political things on there, and I quickly corrected her, and within 5 minutes, three people had deleted me from their friend list. I thought, this is so childish. I just said to her, keep your political views private. Facebook is not the place to me for political outing. It is just not. Or bashing somebody. I don't think we ought to do that. That's not the way to do it. And if we want to talk to each other, that's different.
And you lost three friends because of that?
Immediately it told me, and I laughed. Well, I knew who one was right away. I knew that person would. Because some people are really big on politics, you know. But my heart is not political.
I'm big on it, too. Thank God that Hillary Clinton don't
get it. Anyway, the four Hebrew mother letters. The Aleph is the air mother. I said I wasn't going to teach on it. I'll just tell us quickly. Mem is the water mother, and that's so beautiful. The Shin is the fire mother. if you just listen to Karen on Sunday morning, you will watch the Fire Mother. She's a Fire Mother. There is absolutely, absolutely no doubt about it. She brings the fire into the service. That's her personality. We need the fire. We need the water. We certainly need the air. And we needed the Earth Mother more than anything because that puts it into our everyday lives. I'm going to hush because Morgan has a little something to share.
It's too late now.
You don't have time for 15 minutes.
No, it's not. My legs are falling asleep, so I'm done.
Well, son,
stand up.
Go down.
It's all right. Just go ahead and finish what you want to finish.
Well, this is all I'm going to do today. Just come on and read.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say now. I mean, all I can say is that if you continue to follow your religion and you never have spiritual experiences of your own,
please,
you're never going to go anywhere. Okay?
Yes.
So, and understand this, any and all religions that are out there was another man's spiritual journey, and you're just riding the coattails of it.
Absolutely.
It's somebody else's idea.
People kill for that.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
One has. Yeah.